On episode 15 of the Just for Fun podcast with the fellas, I'm Kyle, that's Chris, and that Carney in the far corner over there.
Hey guys.
Probably on his phone.
No phones here.
Except for mine, because I need it.
Whoa!
Actually, Kyle needs it.
Why?
Because he has to riddle me this.
What has many rings, but no fingers?
The Olympic rings.
Nope.
Oh, the planet with all the rings.
Nope.
That's Saturn.
Saturn?
Can you say it again?
What has many rings, but no fingers?
Saturn.
What a crocodile got all teeth and no toothbrush.
No fingers on this.
No fingers?
Zero.
Toes.
Nope.
Toe rings?
No.
Love a good thumb ring.
It's got no fingers.
Thumb toe.
Thumbnail.
Nope.
Screw.
Thumbtack.
A screw?
Yeah.
Why do you think a screw?
Because it has the...
Those are threads.
Close enough.
No fingers.
Rings, but no fingers.
Exactly.
How many licks does it take to get to the center of a Tootsie Pop?
Let's find out.
A one. A two.
Two.
A three.
I guess we'll never know.
I don't know this one.
Garden. A map.
No,
that was last week.
We had a lot of maps last week.
That was last week.
With the altitudes.
Can I get a hint?
Sure. Might give it away, but... What has many rings, but no fingers? Ring, ring, ring.
A phone.
Yeah. Mm. Nice. That's my riddle.
Okay.
Pretty good, no?
Yeah, no, that was good.
I'm glad.
That stumped us.
Glad you thought so.
Yeah, that was a good riddle.
You should have phoned a friend with that one. Do you get the joke?
Yes, it's
the
phone? I get it, yeah.
All right.
We get it. We both got it.
Well, Carney laughed.
I chuckled.
Carney gave me a sympathy laugh, so.
Didn't deserve it at all.
I thought it did.
What's your favorite sandwich?
Ham and cheese. With mayo on it, if you count mayo.
I like a ham and cheese, a little lettuce, maybe a tomato.
Crispy chicken.
Ooh, BLT is pretty good.
Crispy chicken.
You kind of wrap as a sandwich.
Pulled pork.
Yeah, pulled pork.
Is a hot dog a sandwich?
I think
no.
So. What is it, a sub?
It's a pie.
It's a pie? What, like
explain to me how you got there.
Carbs, like a pie. It's covered. It's an open-faced pie.
All he sees is carbs. Everything's just carbs.
Because... When you have a pie.
That doesn't look like a hot dog.
That doesn't look like a hot dog at all.
Try it. Let me do that.
That doesn't look like a pie.
Let me do that. It's like a square and a diamond.
It's not the same thing.
Yeah, it's a meat pie.
Okay.
That was like a shepherd's pie.
Same thing.
Those at school
were
gross.
I don't think so. Yeah.
Those were gross at school.
Yeah, I don't really like a shepherd's pie. What about a chicken pot pie?
I like those.
Pulled pork sandwich.
So good.
Well.
Is a wrap a sandwich?
No, a wrap is a wrap.
Well, I think that's.
Wrap's a song.
Wraps.
Well, it's like. Sub a sandwich?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then why isn't a wrap?
Exactly.
Because it's wrap.
Why isn't a hot dog?
Because it's a hot dog.
No.
Yeah.
I don't think that's right.
If we're calling a sub a sandwich.
Well, you just said that.
Okay. Then a hot dog
is
has the same principles as a sub. It's got the meat, and it's got the bread that's not completely cut off, so it goes around the other side.
Which makes it a sandwich.
Which makes it a sub, which makes it a sandwich.
So what's a wrap?
A wrap.
Well, then...
If you go to a sandwich store...
Well, is a taco a sandwich?
If we go based off of the...
That's a tough territory right there.
Yeah, so you see, because the taco is more of a tortilla is a crispy tortilla, which is what a wrap would be. Well, that's a burrito.
It's a burrito sandwich.
Oh.
Yeah.
Now you're all messed up. Now you're all messed up. Think about it.
Yeah, I would call that.
Well, is a Pop-Tart a sandwich?
No, oh, yeah, that's
a push.
Not grasping straws on that one.
That's a push. A soft shell taco classifies as a hot dog, classifies as a sub, classifies
as
a sandwich.
No, classifies as a burrito.
No, burrito is not a sandwich. A burrito is a wrap.
But you just said wraps were sandwiches.
No, I said they weren't.
Help me.
I don't like this again, Kyle.
Help me.
I think a wrap is a sandwich. I mean, if you go to a sub shop, all of that are subs and sandwiches.
And wraps.
You could get a wrap, yeah.
But you asked for
a
wrap.
It's a sandwich.
No, it's a wrap.
I mean, I guess you got that going for you. Because if I go into there and I say I want a ham and cheese with mayo.
They're going to give you a sub roll.
They're just going to give me a sub roll.
If I say BLT, wrap, you're going to get a wrap.
Yeah, if I say a BLT wrap, they're going to give me a wrap. So I guess it's just the bread.
So it's the kind of bread that makes it a sandwich or not.
Yeah.
Yep.
So I guess it's not.
So where's the line?
I guess there is no line.
If it goes all the way around. If it goes all the way around.
All the way around is no sandwich?
All six sides are covered. It's three-dimensional.
Yeah, nice.
All six sides covered.
Would shell taco a sandwich?
Because if you're saying hot dog is a sandwich.
But I'm classifying the hard shell as a chip. So that's a nacho.
Okay. Oh, okay.
So it's a nacho.
Actually, I like where you're at on that.
Okay, so it's a nacho. Never thought of a taco as a nacho before.
Neither did I. But, I mean, I guess it makes sense just with extra
stuff. Yeah, I mean, yeah.
You take one bite.
One bite. Everyone knows the rules.
You take one bite of taco.
Yeah.
Thing falls apart.
Mm-hmm.
Now what do you have?
Sadness.
Nachos.
Dude, yeah.
Now you have nachos.
Disappointed.
Now I have a question.
I've got taco salad on my plate.
Yeah.
Well, that's if you add more lettuce. See, the lettuce to shell ratio is a big part of the nacho to salad ratio.
How do you build your taco? Actually, burrito.
With extreme care.
There's
yeah, carefully. Slowly.
Like, do you make it, like, do you do it buffet style? Or is like...
Like when it's
at
the table?
Do you just do, like, assembly line? Yeah.
We do...
Do you do, like...
Like, family dinner style?
Yeah, like,
we put it all on the island.
Okay, yeah, yeah. So you build it.
Oh, yeah, we've had tacos at your house before.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you build it yourself.
Yes.
Okay, so how are you building it? It's soft shell, by the way.
Soft shell. Yep. Big wrap.
Mm-hmm. Big guy.
Yeah. You got your three cheese down the middle.
You're going cheese first?
I go cheese first, and then the rice melts the cheese.
Okay.
If it's not pre-melted in the oven.
It's not pre-melted.
Okay. Cheese, rice, whatever my meat is. And then I'll go lettuce, guac, salsa.
Where's the sour cream?
I don't.
Sour cream belongs in the fridge.
You don't like sour cream.
sour cream belongs in the grocery store.
In the fridge.
Forgot. You don't like sour cream.
Yeah. I go guac. I usually do hard shell. Does it, for the purposes of this, does it have to be soft?
Well, yes, because then you're into completely different territory.
Yeah. So you're going to go guac.
Yeah.
Spread around first.
Yeah.
And then you're going to go meat,
mm-hmm.
cheese, mm-hmm. rice, cheese again. And then, depending on what you have,
meat, cheese, rice.
Because that melts the cheese
if
you get them in between.
You're going for the extra cheese.
And then the extra cheese on top just for the looks. For looks.
That's good for you.
Yeah.
Need the extra
I mean,
cheese.
It's for looks. Yeah. I need that. I'm bulking, so.
It's good for everyone.
And then, sometimes you got like some. Lettuce on there, little tiny tomatoes, whatever's on the table.
You ever throw Fritos on it?
I have not thrown Fritos on it. Fritos are usually not on the table with the,
with
the taco stuff.
You should come to our taco night.
You guys go Fritos?
Yeah, we get some Fritos in there.
Fritos,
maybe Doritos.
Like Cape Cod's over there.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just smart food.
That's pushing it.
Is it though? With you?
Here's your pickles.
With you?
Yeah, well, my family's pretty normal. My family's normal.
So you're the only one that's putting the Fritos on there?
No, my mom does too. Me and my mom do the weird combos
stuff. Yeah. Well, how do you do your taco now?
I do soft shell. You know, obviously we're doing soft shell here, and sour cream. You spread it around like a pie, like a pizza pie. Like you sauce it, and then you go cheese, then you go beef, then you go rice if it's there, you know, or you go the cheese on top of the beef, and then you melt the rice.
Yeah, you put the rice,
and then lettuce. And we don't usually do guac because we don't buy it. And I'm the only one that really likes guac, so they don't really.
I make it.
Yeah. It's good stuff.
Two avocados.
Yeah. I mean, it is pretty easy to make. Yeah. Let's make it.
Tomato, garlic.
Yeah.
A little salt, a little pepper.
No. Put the pits back in it. Put it in the fridge.
Now, if you're feeling it.
I'm getting brown.
Extra really? Saucy. Yeah.
Interesting.
You throw the sour cream on top, too.
A little dollop of daisy.
Yep. And then you fold, wrap, put in your mouth.
Nice.
Shout in your small mouth.
I knew it was coming. Blind ranking the best sandwiches, 1 through 5. BLT.
We went over this.
Solid one. It's a good sandwich.
We went over this.
Any input here?
Oh, 5.
You're going 5 on it?
Controversy, yes.
Why are you going 5?
Because why would I get a BLT?
Why wouldn't you get a BLT? It's a
just
solid
so
sandwich.
Much things better.
Like what?
Do you go out to the restaurant and you order a BLT?
No, we get chicken fingers and fries.
Yeah.
No, I get a BLT. I love a good BLT.
Mm. I feel like that's more
There's a place, make it
Dustine
Tap makes the best BLT.
I feel like it's more of a make-it-at-home kind of sandwich.
Chef's basically married to my cousin.
Basically?
Yeah, they're fiancés.
Cool.
You couldn't have said that.
Well, we got a 1 of 5 here.
Do you like BLTs?
Yeah.
So why is it a 5?
Because why would I have that as a sandwich?
Why wouldn't you have it as a sandwich?
I like it, but why would I eat that?
Can we go 3?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, meeting in the middle. Grilled cheese.
Those are good.
You can't go wrong with grilled cheese.
Yeah. What type of cheese?
American.
4.
A little bacon in there, though.
Mm-hmm. 2.
2.
Pulled pork sandwich. I think we're kind of aligned with that one.
I'd like to see it at number 1.
Number 1? 4.
No, whatever.
4. Okay. Chicken sandwich.
Potato chicken.
Which one?
Crispy chicken, obviously.
From where?
Doesn't matter. What's on it?
Whatever's usually on it.
Spicy? Not spicy?
No, not spicy.
What do you have?
Original crispy chicken.
From
where
do you usually have on it?
A little lettuce. A little Maggie's Farm sauce.
So it's Maggie's Farm?
Yeah, we'll just say that for the purposes of that.
Number 1.
Yeah.
1?
Yeah.
Okay. And in your number 5, meatball sub.
Nice.
I think... You guys kind of need that.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
That's a pretty good list. Chicken sandwich, number 1. Grilled cheese, number 2. BLT, 3. Pulled pork, 4. Meatball, 5.
Solid.
Not bad.
Yeah.
Well done.
Great.
It's always a risk going 3 first.
Yeah, but you got to do it sometimes.
Yeah. You got to just do it. If you could live in one fictional world from a TV show or movie you've seen, which would you choose? Which would you choose?
I would say SpongeBob, but I would drown.
That was my... Because I want to taste an authentic Krabby Patty.
I would drown.
That's true. Well, assume you can breathe underwater.
Are you being a new character in the show? Or are you becoming like the main character?
Surf's Up.
Okay.
I want to be with Chicken
Joe.
It's
a TV show or movie.
Oh, okay.
Or movie.
Oh,
because like you could say like Star Wars, you know, it's like this whole series.
So
who would say Star Wars though?
Darth Vader's pretty scary.
Yeah, terrifying. Who wants to live in space?
Are we being a character from?
It's a good.
No,
question.
You're being Drew.
I'm being Drew in this movie. Am I a good guy?
You're just
bad?
Living in the world. In this
I'm just living in the
I'm
world.
I'm just existing.
So you do I get to meet the people that are in?
Yeah, you can. I mean, if you're living in Bikini Bottom, you're gonna go to Krusty Krab, right?
Yeah,
you're,
that's
gonna
like,
meet.
That's like talking about, like, you live in California, you're going to talk to celebrities and stuff. It's like, no, you're not. Like, if you're just a normal guy, you're not going to, like...
Well, how big is Bikini Bottom, though?
I mean,
it seems pretty big. It's like the whole ocean.
It's the whole bottom.
It's the whole bottom.
Have you heard of any other town in that show?
No.
No,
but they
exactly.
Do
nope.
Go other places. Nope. I don't know the names of them, but they...
It's all part of Bikini Bottom.
Maybe you're right. Rock Bottom. Boom. Roasted. That's a town.
Boom, roasted. Boom. Office.
Roasted. Oh.
Number one.
Modern Family would be cool.
Modern Family would be cool.
If I could be his, like, neighbor.
Yeah, just be Phil's neighbor. Yeah. Just hang out with Phil.
Yeah.
Be the redneck.
Yeah.
Got the boat.
And yeah. And they destroy that statue.
Yeah, by accident. I don't know. That's a good one. What are you choosing? What are you taking?
I don't know. It's like...
Would you want to be animated? Like, ugh,
Happy
gross.
Gilmore? Happy Gilmore would be cool.
That's enough of that. Well, Happy Gilmore is just in the regular world. I wouldn't want to be like Avengers, because my city would just get destroyed every 2 days. Yeah, you can't have that.
Cannot have that.
I mean...
Maybe the Lego world? That's kind of...
Yeah,
Lego
that's
kind of
cool.
But like, be the Lego? That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah. Everything is awesome. I can see Kyle really enjoying that world. Gets up,
honey.
Everything's good. We're part of the team.
Where's my pants?
Where's my super suit?
Cradles would be cool.
It could be cool. Be a super.
But also, you know,
a lot of stress.
Destroying.
Yeah,
Moana would be cool for like the coconut guys.
Oh, I would love to be a coconut guy. I choose that.
Choose that? Yeah. You're a coconut guy?
Yeah.
I think that's really cool. We could be on the same boat. All three of us could be on the same boat. Just
Chris is going to be the one that bungee jumps on the drum.
That looks fun.
Then they like hug at the end.
Would you even have legs? Because they're already so short. And then those guys
not
short. You just roll around. Your little arms.
Shoot. Maybe not.
You'd definitely have legs. I mean, you'd have little scrawny coconut eggs.
Little stumps. Yeah. Little coconut stumps. Couldn't be like the Emoji Movie where you do like the same thing every single day.
That's like, Wreck-It Ralph?
Suck. Yeah. Like, oh, actually.
Wreck-It Ralph could be kind of cool.
That might be cool.
You just join other
people. Jumping into different video games.
Yeah.
That is true. That's a risk you gotta take.
Yeah.
If you're a coconut guy, you can just kind of ride the ocean.
I'd like to be Michael Scott's neighbor.
Surf's up pretty cool. You get to surf with Chicken Joe and Cody.
I'd like to be a coconut guy. Can you just go around traumatizing people?
Yeah. I mean, use a coconut.
Wear a fish head.
Yeah. That's my hypothetical question for the day.
Thanks,
what's
Chris.
Yours?
I don't know. SpongeBob seems fun.
Yeah.
I think SpongeBob would be a blast.
Tires would be fun, though.
Oh, tires would be cool, yeah.
If you were a mechanic in that.
I don't know. I just feel like I would lose my job, though.
Yeah.
No job security in tires.
I mean, yeah.
Also, dude's just walking around the mechanic place with a gun. Just walking around the shop.
It's not
sure. And you turn, yeah, but you turn the
I'm
corner
sure
and any second, you're just like, bang!
Gun in your face.
Look out! Frank Roulette, Drew's favorite game. Kyle's making a comeback.
Mm.
It's 5-3. You suck.
Oh,
I think
no.
Kyle's going to do very well
this
week. Can you guess the top 10 musicians from the 2010s? Kyle, you're up first.
LMFAO. Oh.
The Bieber Fever.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
Number 7.
Can I get a Miley?
Nope, cannot.
No Sari?
Nope. Oh. I'll just text him.
Katy Perry.
Number 5. Katy Perry.
Demi Lovato.
Nope.
Beyonce.
Nope.
Big Time Rush.
Nope.
T-Swizzle.
Number 2. Surprised that took longer.
Number
to guess.
Number 2?
Number 2 for T-Swizzle.
I mean, she's been on top for so long.
Yeah, I mean, she seems like she's a top.
Justin Timberlake.
No.
Yeah. One Direction.
No. Ooh. Good guess, though.
Coldplay.
No.
Luke Bryan?
No. No.
Bob.
No. Bob?
Yeah.
Oh, good one.
Hi, my name is Bob.
I got the magic in me. Every time it turns into gold.
Yeah, it turns to gold.
Fun?
No.
Pharrell Williams.
No.
That's a good one.
Come on, dude.
I was listening to music. Post Malone.
There it is. There it is. Holy crap.
What was he at?
10. Just squeaking in there.
Just squeaked in.
Just squeaking in there.
21 Savage?
No.
Bruno Mars?
There it is.
Nice.
Number three.
Number three. Who the fuck's number one? So this is from 2010 to 2020?
That's the 2010s, yes.
I was thinking the other way. I'll come this way.
No, yep.
Yeah.
This side.
Drake?
Number one.
Yeah.
Number one for Drake.
Can I get Conway? Kanye?
No. Conway Twitty? Is that what you're saying?
Kanye West?
No. No Kanye.
Kendrick?
No Kendrick, no.
Mr. Roll?
Oh?
Mr. Roll?
Roll?
Yeah, Mr. Roll.
Jelly Roll?
Yeah.
He wasn't even around.
Yeah,
he wasn't even out of jail like yet.
He's still in jail.
Son of a sinner. Looking for new ways I can get gone.
Yeah. Can we get the category? Like pop, R&B.
Mostly pop.
Country.
No country.
Okay. Won't guess Blake Shelton.
No country on this list. Except for Post Malone. Well, Taylor Swift, too.
Yeah, he wasn't country yet.
That's a good point.
Yeah. I think Taylor's transitioning then. Yeah. So.
What, to man?
No. Pop. It's mostly pop.
Yeah, mostly pop here. Think this person played a halftime show not too long ago. This woman.
It's Carney's guess. Oh, it's a woman.
This woman.
This female.
This female.
Shakira.
Shakira, Shakira.
No.
Oh.
Pitbull?
No.
No. No, it's a female.
Well, I'm not guessing that. I just...
Eminem.
No.
Maroon 5.
No. Pretty sure she was pregnant when she did the Super Bowl.
That wasn't Shakira?
No. That wasn't Shakira.
Shakira did do one.
Was it?
No, I don't think it was. No.
If I was listening...
Wasn't Shakira and Beyonce came out for the halftime show and Shakira was pregnant?
I don't think so. I think it was this other person.
No.
Pretty sure.
Kesha?
Nope.
The Weeknd?
Nope.
Oh, good guess.
He did a Super Bowl for
us. Yeah, he did.
He wasn't going to be pregnant.
He was so bad.
Yeah, was
most of the
one.
Super Bowl halftime shows are not great.
Michael Jackson's? It's a good one.
Yeah?
I thought I already guessed Katy Perry. I'm sure he did a halftime show.
I'm going to fact check myself while you think of names.
He's looking too.
Um,
top.
Yeah, I'm correct. I am correct.
Megan Dua Lipa. Trainor.
No.
Megan Trainor.
No. R.
Rihanna?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you already there guessed Rihanna.
Is. Good job, Kyle.
Did Shakira come out with Rihanna?
I don't know.
Dude.
I don't know. I don't think so, no.
God.
I thought she was with, like, Marshmello.
No, she was with another
no
girl.
No way she was. She was not with Marshmello.
It was her and another girl, and all they did was twerk the whole time.
Well, she was pregnant twerking then.
How many we got left?
You need three more.
Three. Three more. Three more of
three more pop
singing.
Singers. Yeah.
People singing.
Mm-hmm.
Girls?
That's you have yeah, two that. Girls and one guy.
Okay. That's, didn't help me at all.
Yeah, right.
Nicki Minaj.
No.
Nope.
Cardi B?
I already guess so.
Nope.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
You lose your guess.
Oh.
Okay. Oh, no. Yeah, like a song or something? That's a no.
He made the perfect song.
Oh.
He's got it.
Ed Sheeran?
Yep.
Nice.
Nice, Kyle.
Nice.
Nice.
So two girls now?
This next person, she's a lady.
She's a she.
She's a lady.
Uh-huh. Cool. Kate Gray.
Lady.
Lady A?
No.
Lady Gaga.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Did I win?
I think so, yeah. Yeah, you did.
Sweet. What's the last one?
Adele.
Oh.
Adele. Yeah. I really thought you were going to do much better with that list.
Yeah, well, no. Obviously not.
Wow.
You could probably do the 20s, like 2020s, but.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Thought you would have done better with that.
Yeah, well, I didn't.
Sorry, yeah.
What do you want me to say?
God.
Oh, Chris, I'm so sorry. Please forgive me.
Sorry. Are you smarter than a fifth grader? Drew? You're in ninth grade. Neither of you graduated last week.
No, last week we did not care.
That was a bad week.
We had a really fun podcast. So.
It was a good podcast.
But by the end of it, we did not care.
No. Breezed right through it at the end. Ninth grade.
Yeah.
Ready for your math question?
Hit me, sweetie.
Convert 3 hours into minutes.
You got this, Drew.
180.
Nice. I was kind of confused how that was a ninth grade question. Probably should have done a harder one.
Yeah,
it's good job, though.
Thanks, man.
Science.
Yep.
What is the name for the unit of force in the metric system? 30 seconds on the clock.
I'm thinking Newton.
Is that right?
I can't tell.
Oh.
Newton?
That is correct. Yeah.
I was going to say, that's good.
Yeah, that's a good pull. All right. Only need one more. History. What year did World War II begin?
Oh, no, Drew. Number two?
Number two. What year did it start?
'46.
That is incorrect. Kyle for the steal.
Is it 1918?
Way too early.
What's 1918? Is anything happened on 1918?
That's World War
I. Oh, yeah. Is that the Great Depression?
29.
Huh.
1918. There was a movie in 1918. That was a World War I movie, though.
All right.
I think that was the year it ended. Something like that. I don't know. The correct answer was 1939. Yeah. Strike one. What is the deepest point on the Earth's surface? 30 seconds on the clock.
Like the name of the trench in the ocean that's the deepest?
The deepest point of the Earth's surface.
No.
You're on the right track.
Bottom of the ocean?
No. Well, yes, but no. 1 second.
I don't know.
Oh, what a jerk. I know it's wrong, because it's not the ocean.
Oh.
What were you going to say?
The Grand Canyon.
Oh, no. We're looking for the Mariana Trench.
That's close enough.
Yeah, no.
You got the second where you said trench.
Yeah.
Needed the full thing, though.
Whatever, Chris.
All right.
Is that where the Marlins play?
Yeah.
Yes.
Like the fish?
Yes. Not the fish on my hat.
Not the baseball team.
No, for a second, I was like, what? Okay.
No. Down to the final question.
You're down to the final question.
It's English.
It's English. Spell the word.
Oh, no!
Creativity.
No.
Yeah, dude, you got that. Come on.
C-R.
Yeah.
Yay.
Yeah.
T-R.
Uh-huh.
Creativity.
Yeah.
I.
He's gonna do it.
T-Y?
Yeah! Drew! Yes! Drew did it! He spelled.
Nice.
For the win, too.
Wow.
Wow, you have moved on.
That's good stuff.
You have moved on.
Thank you to all my supporters.
Great job.
That was awesome.
Really happy you got that one.
Wow. I feel good.
That's good.
Yeah. I feel good for him.
I think we're teaching him.
I think he's learning. He really, you could hear him sounding it out.
Yeah.
And it was like,
I don't think you guys have anything to do with that.
He's getting there. No, we're good teachers, man. All right, Kyle. Math. A recipe calls for 2 cups of sugar for 8 servings. How many cups are needed for 20 servings?
That's a harder question than I got. That?
A recipe calls for 2 cups of sugar for 8 servings. 2 for 8. Good. How many cups are needed for 20 servings?
Oh.
5.
Nice. Way to go, Kyle.
I like baking.
I know I can give him hard math questions. You know, Maggie's dad said that he learned something from our podcast.
What do you learn?
We're an educational podcast.
What do you learn?
Now.
What do you learn?
When you were teaching the...
Really? The decimal?
The decimal.
No way.
Yeah, he said...
That's incredible.
We were at dinner for his birthday the other day, and he was like, Kyle actually taught me something from the podcast. I was like, yes, nice. Never claimed to be an educational
That's
blog,
amazing.
But hey.
Thanks, Dad. I'm glad,
yeah.
glad
you just did. You said you're teaching me how to spell.
That's true. That's true. We did teach you how to spell. But yeah. He learned something. So
I'm glad. Cool. I'm glad you learned it.
Yeah. Also, my dad was very happy when he heard that I used his joke when you guys say,
Oh, yeah.
I go, like,
did you see it? I made it a short.
Yeah, yeah, that's what he saw.
Good.
Yeah, he was like, he was very excited. He was like, I saw you mentioned me in the podcast.
Kevin.
What is the process by which rocks are broken down into smaller pieces?
What?
Igneous.
What's the process
sedimentary.
Of rocks being broken down into smaller pieces? What's that process called?
Mining?
No. We're looking for weathering.
Oh.
You don't need to steal, so.
Can I steal?
Sure.
Weathering.
Nice! Okay. History. Which country was divided into North and South after World War II? Drew knows this one.
Is it Korea?
It is Korea. Well done, Kyle. Kyle is ready to pass. What is the name of the line that divides the Earth into Eastern and Western hemispheres? It's not the equator.
I know it's not the equator. Start with a C?
No.
E?
No.
A, B,
one of the 26,
C.
though.
Can I get the letter?
P. PM. Those are its initials.
Prime Meridian.
There it is, Kyle.
Nice, Kyle.
Nice. You I don't.
Three-quarter point right there.
All right. Point one. Okay. English. Spell the word vicious.
V-I-C-I-O-U-S.
Never would have gotten that.
I thought all the vowels would trick you a little bit, but also
I passed
seventh grade.
Nice.
Yeah, you both passed.
There you go. Dude. Good team.
Yeah, you want a couple extra credit questions?
Always.
I know you love those. Okay, what is the capital city of Australia?
New Zealand.
No. Sydney.
Sydney.
New Zealand's an island.
That off of it?
I mean, yeah. It's one of the Pacific islands. Kind of like Hawaii.
New Zealand.
What?
It's
its own country.
Relation to Australia.
Bitter rivalry. But get along diplomatically.
Yeah, that's what came up as. Yep. I was looking for physical relation, though.
Oh, it's
yeah, they're
off
just
the coast.
Neighboring islands, yeah.
It's up there.
Yeah, just neighboring islands.
So you got Australia here, it's a big thing.
Yeah.
There's a little bitty island up there.
See, I always knew it was like near it, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're on top
just
of
not
that.
The capital.
No, it's not the capital.
No, far from it.
And it's not Sydney, by the way.
Oh, no.
Koala?
No, yeah.
Kangaroo.
Yeah, koala.
You ever seen the video of the kangaroo fighting with someone and the guy just like kisses him on the mouth? And the kangaroo's like, what the?
This guy
just like stops.
Is that a koala?
No.
No, that's
where's that?
The scary kind.
Oh, nice.
Clothes bear.
Rawr.
If you could be one animal, what would you be?
I don't know.
I think I'd still want to be a land animal. Like, I think sharks are cool, but I wouldn't want to be a shark.
Maybe like an orca. Like orcas.
I mean, those things, they...
Not much can kill
they're
it.
They're the bullies
not
of
much.
The ocean.
I'd be a winning racehorse. We've gone over this before.
Yeah.
I'll what if you lose?
Ah, no. It's
bang!
Not, no, I'll be a triple crown winner.
Triple crown winner. Set for life.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like I'd just be a, like a, maybe a squirrel.
Man, you and squirrels.
I feel like it would just be like a.
Remember we did the blind ranking pass. Of the animals that.
Yeah, the squirrel would be the hardest thing to kill.
Squirrel's going
to
kill you.
I think it would. It'll gouge out your eyes.
I don't know, dude.
I just don't think I'd be anything like a bear's like.
Dude, squirrels die so easy though.
Unless you're like a big bear, the other bears are just hurting you. They're just fighting with you all the time.
Just beating you up.
They're just beating you up if you aren't big.
You'd have to be alpha bear.
Yeah, unless you're like a bear that's like a, it's like boys with all the bears.
Like, what's up, my bear?
Like you're like the middle bear, like that gets along with everyone.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, that's just
shaking.
That's
paws
just Kyle.
Bears.
You know, he's
shaking paws.
Yeah.
He's just
he crawls up to you and goes, whoop, bam.
Yeah. Kyle's just dogs with all bears.
He's not actually a bear.
No, Kyle's just like the only deer that doesn't get killed.
Kyle, no, Kyle's a deer like in a bear costume.
Just fucking. Just come put out. The hood right there, buddy.
He's a gorilla in a bear costume.
Dude, you know what I'd be? I'd be a moose.
It's like,
yeah.
Oh, what's the movie? What's the
movie?
I
don't know what it's like to be tall and big. Strong.
Oh, what's the movie? It's like all the
cocaine
animals
bear?
Are over the hedge. It's like over the hedge where they're all friends just trying to get the food.
Yeah.
It's like,
or like
just,
Peter Rabbit.
Yeah.
Or like nuts.
Yeah.
I feel like Cow would be in nuts if he was a squirrel.
Nuts?
The movie?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
The guy steals all the acorns or whatever. Like the nut shop's closing down, so they have to rob or something. No. Something stupid.
The Ice Age squirrel.
Yeah.
Oh, poor guy.
Just that damn squirrel.
Is it like Scat or something?
I don't know.
What's his name?
Let's look.
I think it's Scat.
I think it's Scat.
Or Sketch. Or no. That's not.
Ice Age squirrel name. You're really close. Scrat.
Scrat.
Scrat. Hmm. Really damn. Close. He looks like a scrat.
Yeah.
That's a, dude, if I saw this guy, like a real life version of this guy, I would run.
Yeah, he seems
he's a terrifying squirrel.
Yeah, he doesn't do much.
Does a lot of crap.
Yeah, but like, look at him, dude. It's like he's been taking drugs his whole life.
All he wants is that nut. It's all he wants is that acorn.
Oh, dude, what the?
Just every single time, it just gets away from him.
What were we talking about? Capital city of Australia. And
Melbourne.
Koalas. No. That's what I thought it was.
What is it?
It's Canberra.
Oh. I wouldn't have got that one.
Nope.
I had an Australian professor at Salem.
Good for you, man.
He was really cool.
Is that where he's from?
I don't know where Capybara. In Australia.
Capybara. Kiwi.
Maybe I'd be a capybara.
Biggest rodent in the world.
Yeah, dude. Bullies all other rodents.
Yeah.
He'd be more of a red panda.
Pretty chill. Yeah,
you think so?
You'd be a red panda. You'd be a tiny little panda.
Yeah, yeah, but they're like chill
when
you
say
it.
Be scared of me.
Also, pandas are like the dumbest animals.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're so funny. They're at the zoo. Yeah. They're just hanging around.
Bamboo hitting them in the face. Who was the king of the British during the American Revolution?
I know this. Wasn't he third?
He was a third.
He was a third.
What's his name, though?
I know this.
He's in Hamilton.
Come on, Kyle.
He's the best part of that play.
Come on, Kyle. Oh.
I'll see you. You'll be back.
Is it Leo?
Nope.
So the sun.
Come on, Kyle.
You'll be
up there.
I know it. I know it too. King something the third.
Mm-hmm. King something.
He's a jerk.
The biggest.
Major.
Biggest.
Largest.
Jerk.
Just tell me.
King George.
King George.
King George the third.
That's what it was.
The tyrant. King George the third.
Yeah.
Yeah. What continent is home to the Amazon rainforest?
Would you like to say it?
No, you can.
Do you know what it is?
Yeah.
South America.
Good job. Well, it turns out you guys are really smart this week.
Yeah. No, I've been training.
We had to make up for last week.
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys just didn't. Yeah. No, not around the world last week.
No, it was a good episode, though.
Chili's is good.
Ch-ch-ch-chia.
Chili's.
You ever have one of those?
Chili's, baby backers. What?
You ever have a chia pet?
No.
Mm-mm. What is that?
I'm glad you asked.
Great.
It's a thing. You put, like, seeds on the top. I'm surprised you didn't have it. You put seeds on it, and then it grows, and then you trim it like a haircut.
What's that supposed to mean?
You're a landscaper.
I didn't sit in my room.
They didn't have one in
dreaming about becoming a landscaper.
I wasn't sure if that maybe sparked it. You know, you were like, hey.
No, what sparked it is I got to Essex and I said, wow, I can only take 7 classes here. And then I tried environmental. I said, this sucks.
You didn't want to climb trees?
No, I didn't want to climb trees. I was afraid of heights at the time. And then I started working at the garden center, and they put me on top of the greenhouses. Got over that.
It's nuts. You still afraid of heights?
No, I'm good with them now. But yeah, it used to be bad. Like even just going.
I'm wrong. 2 days.
2 days, 2 days. To go to Chile.
To go.
All
I mean,
way
that's
down.
No stops.
Right.
That's what was from
that's
here.
Just, that's
what
mean,
that's what here
trip.
From California was, and it was
it's a weekend
thing.
Trip. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a weekend.
Do it in the weekend. You know?
You had three guys. You yeah. Just take shifts.
Exactly.
You're fine.
Easy.
We
should do it.
Yeah.
I'll drive.
Yeah.
Chile?
Yeah.
Drive to Chile?
From here.
Yeah. From here. From
gosh.
Here.
Gosh.
All right. We can drive.
From here. And then drive the
you
whole
better bring
Chile.
A lot of cash. The amount of times we're being kidnapped.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. You're right. pirates. They're still real.
No, not the pirates.
Well, and drugs, but also pirates. Because, you know, ocean. Pirates
well, we're not in the Somali Gap, so I think we'll be fine from the pirates.
Maybe that's the universe I'd want to live in.
Honestly, dude?
What?
Be it the Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah.
That'd wow. Be
circling back to the beginning.
Could you imagine? Like,
that would be real
being
fun.
On that
cool.
Ship?
Yeah.
Being boys with Jack Sparrow?
Mm. Imagine getting hit with a cannonball, though.
Yeah,
that
sucks. That would
blow.
I really knocked the wind out of you.
Slice with a sword.
Yeah, that wouldn't be
ouch.
Nice. Have to walk the plank.
Yeah.
That would suck.
What about, like, The Patriot? You could, like, say you start a country.
That would be sick.
That would be pretty cool.
That movie's good.
That movie's fantastic. Mel Gibson. Also, Lethal Weapon is good. He's in that. But, yeah, imagine, like, looking back, like, hey. Started a country.
Yeah.
Like, nice. We're sitting here. We started a podcast.
No, it's cool. Country.
Way cooler than a country. We didn't have to fight anybody. It's
that's true.
We didn't kill anybody, so
we,
great. And we're doing good.
We have to invent guerrilla warfare.
Yeah. Well, I don't think we invented it, but.
Got a haircut today.
Ooh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Did show
yeah.
Us.
It's,
It was all wet when I came in. I didn't really notice. Looks good.
Yeah, it's shorter.
You got a mock cut or just the one?
Just the one.
Yeah, all right, good.
Yeah.
Looks good, though.
Thank you.
Looks the same, just shorter.
Yeah, it's short. That's
I mean, I think that's what he's going for.
That's the plan.
Looks good, though.
Thanks.
Yeah. I was this close to actually having, doing my first podcast with no hat on.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Wow. What happened?
You forget your hat?
Well, then I put the windows down in the truck, so.
Did you almost lose your hat?
No, I didn't. No, I did lose my hat on the highway. Well, not on the highway.
That hat?
Not this hat, no.
Which hat?
The Bruins one. The gray Bruins one.
Oh.
Yeah, Maggie got it for me. It was my first time wearing it, and it flew out the window.
Nice.
I turned around, and I stopped in
really?
The middle of the road, went back and got it.
That makes good sense.
Stuff.
Yeah, it was on...
You have it forward or backwards?
It was backwards.
Really?
Yeah.
That's impressive.
Weird. I know.
Yeah. When was this?
A year ago. Last summer. I didn't even stick my head out the window, either.
Do you have a day?
Was on the weekend?
Odd or even number? Was it even?
I'm willing to bet it was an even.
Yeah. Wind cycles are a little different on the even days in the summer.
Yeah, I'm willing to bet it was even.
Yeah, probably grabbed you and freaking
I know.
Hucked it out.
Yeah.
Probably just came out behind you. And just...
Yeah.
Blew it right off your head.
That was Just for Fun with the Fellas.
We're going to go do a breakout room.
Drew, Chris, Kyle.
Can't wait.
Follow us on TikTok, Instagram, and absolutely anywhere that you get your podcasts. Apple Podcasts,
Spotify,
Amazon. Tell your Alexa, play Just for Fun with the Fellas podcast, and she will play it for you.
Watch us on YouTube.
You're probably watching us on YouTube if you're watching us here.
Okay, yeah. Watch us on Listen to us on Spotify.
All right. See you next week.
Bye.
See you next Friday.